Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Only a few more nights, Miss Message.
And we still don't have our tree up.
Not to worry. I got one yesterday from the Kiwanis Club in the parking lot behind the rescue squad in Orange, and I'll bring it indoors tomorrow.
Good. I'll get the decorations out for you.
That'll be good, too. Now, I guess we better get to some more letters, and we have a really long, big story to read tonight.
Oh, yeah,
We do. Okay. You first?
All right. This letter's from Chris Laney. Dear Santa, my name is Chris. I'm 8 years old. I'd like you to bring me a set of Lego building blocks, a Matchbox Trans Am, a metal Jeep, and a truck set, and anything else you'd like to bring me. I will also leave some cookies for you. And for your reindeer, I'll leave some hay. Well, I have to go now, so bye. Sincerely yours, Chris Laney.
I bet you Chris wrote this letter for his little sister, because this says, Dear Santa, my name is Carrie Ann Laney. I am 4 months old. I'd like you to bring me a doll and some other toys, and I'll have some cookies for you and some hay for your reindeer. Well, I have to say bye. Bye. Sincerely yours, Carrie Laney. It's a nice letter, Carrie.
And this is a really pretty one from Gary Williams. Lives on Lesko Drive in Orange.
Yeah,
so two little bunnies under a Christmas tree in a big snowstorm. Well, Gary Williams writes, Dear Santa, thank you for the nice things you brought me last year. I've been a good boy again this year. I would like trucks, remote control car, Godzilla, TV for my room, games, football passer, model car, trailer truck, clothes, Shogun Warrior, and anything else you'd like to bring. Don't forget golf balls for my dad and perfume for my mom. I'll leave you a snack. Merry Christmas. Love, Gary Williams. Oh, Gary Williams is 8 years old.
Uh-huh, and lives in Orange on Lesko Drive. That's very nice, Gary. Well, I have here the eighth grade's answer to War and Peace, Miss Message. This is a story about how Christmas began by Laura Hickman. And Laura has gone into considerable detail, and I may have to shorten it just a little bit as I read along, Laura, but I do thank you for the nice story. This is about someone named Sam. I don't know whether it is our memorable courier Sam or not. How Christmas First Began by Laura Hickman. Once upon a time, Sam was going sleigh riding. His mom told him not to because he didn't know his way around yet, and he told his mother he'd be all right, and he went ahead. So he came to a big hill, and he went down the hill a couple of times and was having lots of fun. Third time he went down the hill, he ran into a tree, blunk, and was knocked out. When he woke up, it had snowed some, and it was cold, so he built a little fire. Well, he could hear little footsteps behind him. When he turned around, he saw some small animals looking at them. So he got up and walked away from the fire to see what they would do, and they all came up and sat down next to the fire to stay warm. Though he didn't know where he was, so he asked them if they could help him find his way home. None of the animals said anything, and then the largest rabbit said that he'd take him to the king, and the king would take him home. So he asked the rabbit what his name was, and the rabbit said his name was Mr. Elf. Mr. Elf? Asked the boy. Then Mr. Elf asked the boy what his name was, and the boy said his name was Sam. And then Sam asked Mr. Elf what was the king's name, and Mr. Elf said that the king's name was Santa. They told Sam they'd start on the trip in the morning, so they got a good night's rest, although Sam didn't sleep very much that night, thinking about the trip to King Santa's house in the morning. They all got up, and away they went, set off on their trip. They had only walked a few ways when Sam said he was tired and wanted to rest. So Mr. Elf stopped to rest, and he told Sam if he gets tired that easy, they'll never make it to Mr. Santa's house. And he got up and was ready to go. So Sam got on up, too, and they moved along a little faster. And finally they came to the place where Mr. Elf and his family lived. Mr. Elf and Sam went in, and he introduced Sam to all his family, and gosh, the whole gang of them missed message. First, his wife, Mrs. Elf, and then his children, the elves. They only stayed long enough for Mr. Elf to change clothes and tell his wife he was going. And after they left, Sam asked Mr. Elf why he named his children elves. Well, Mr. Elf told him that all baby rabbits are called elves. But how do you tell them apart? Well, Mr. Elf said, by the way they behave. Then Mr. Elf asked Sam what was his parents' name and where did he live? Sam said, well, his parents were named Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and they lived in Boonesville on 2nd Street. Mr. Elf got tired of walking, so they stopped to take a little rest. Sam was getting very impatient. He wanted to get there, so he asked Mr. Elf how much longer would it take them to get there. Well, Mr. Elf said that he wasn't very sure, that he would just have to wait and see. Mr. Elf told Sam he hated to ask so many questions, but that there wasn't anything else to talk about. So Sam told him that was all right, and he was just to go ahead and ask. And so then Sam asked too, and Sam said, what was Mr. Santa's first name? And Mr. Elf said, it is Santa, and his last name is Claus. Now, Mr. Elf was ready to start the trip again, so they went on walking, and they walked a little while, and finally they came to Mr. Santa's house. Well, Sam was so surprised to see what a big and beautiful house Mr. Santa lived in. It was a giant house that had crystals and diamond made in the brick. He told Sam to have very good manners and be polite. And he said Mr. Santa was a very intelligent person. When they got to the door, Mr. Elf knocked. In a few minutes, the door began to open. Mr. Elf told the little man that they would like to see Mr. Santa. He took him in and told him to have a seat in the lounge. Mr. Santa would be right out. Sam asked Mr. Elf, what was that little man's name? And Mr. Elf replied, it is Elf. But just as he finished talking, Mr. Santa came into the room. He told Mr. Santa that Sam was lost and needed to find his way home. Mr. Santa asked Sam where he lived. Sam said he lived in Boonesville on 2nd Street. Mr. Santa said that would be a few days before he could take him home. And Sam said, well, that'll be all right. Meanwhile, back at the Smith's house, Mr. and Mrs. Smith were worried about Sam out in the cold all by himself. They got up a search party. They went looking for him. And none of them found any tracks that he'd left in the snow. Mr. Smith called the search off. He told his wife that Sam would be all right because he used to be a Boy Scout and he'd find his way home. During the time that Sam was at Mr. Santa's, he decided that he'd write a story. He said the story would be about Mr. Santa and the elves. Then he had to figure out a title for the story. Since his family was religious, it would have to be something to do about Christ. Christ would be the first part of the word, and he cared a lot for his mother, so it would have something to do with her, too. His mother had a very nice name, so he would use her initials. His mother was Martha Ann Smith, so he would use M-A-S and join it with Christ. The word he finally came out with was Christmas, or Christmas. The elves in the story would be Santa's helpers, and Santa will be the one who takes toys to good boys and girls. But who will do it when Santa dies? He said that after Santa dies, it would be make-believe. Any man can dress up and act like Santa. He would wear red pants and shirts and belt and boots and have white hair and a white beard. Mr. Santa walked into the room and told Sam that he was ready to take him home. Sam asked Mr. Santa how they'd get there. Santa told him why they'd fly in my sleigh with my 12 reindeers. Sam was so shocked to hear that his reindeers could fly. Sam went around and told all the little elves goodbye, and he hoped to see them again. On the way to Sam's house, Sam told Mr. Santa about his story. Mr. Santa really liked it and said he would do it. Mr. Santa asked Sam what day it would be, and he replied, December 25th, because that's my birthday. Come at night. And when he got to Sam's house, he landed on the roof. Sam told him thank you and never forgot about Christmas. When Sam walked in the door, his parents were so glad to see him. Sam told him all about the trip and his story, and they thought it was very good, so he wrote a book, and that is why we have Christmas. And that is a very, very detailed and interesting novel explanation of how Christmas began by Laura Hickman of 8th grade at Prospect Heights Middle School. Miss Message?
Well, let's see. We have another letter here, this one from Stephanie Terrell.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Santa Claus, I've tried to be good through the year, but it's been very hard. I'm 8 years old, and Mrs. Helfen's, is that right?
Yeah, I guess so. Helfen's second grade class.
Second grade class. Mm-hmm. I would like to have a watch, baby doll, clothes, and boots. And don't forget to bring my family something, too. Love, Stephanie Terrell. I will leave you some pie and coffee.
What does it say? Where does Stephanie live there? On Route 1, is it?
Yeah, right, in Orange.
Sure, I know. Okay, here's one from Mark Kessner. Writes, Dear Santa, thank you for the toys you gave me last year. This year I'd like to have a stereo automatic record changer 3-speed with 2 speakers. Goodness gracious, Mark. And I'd also like a remote-controlled tractor trailer. And I would like some surprises. Is it 3 years old or 8 years old, Miss Message?
I think it's 8.
8? Okay. I will leave some cookies and milk and hot chocolate in the den. Thank you. Love, Mark Kessner. Well, I guess we better get things packed up for Santa's courier elf, because Sam is in such a rush these days, he can't wait a second.
Okay.
Right, get that one over there. Get Mark's in there. Fine. Get that one. All right.
There it is. All ready for Sam.
Good. I'll just turn out the light. And it's so long. Where are you, Miss Message? Turn the light back on. All right, it's so long until tomorrow, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox. Or, if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.